And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hello, good morning everybody. Right around the country, we're beaming into Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth on the Macquarie Network. And you might even be listening to us online or catching up a little bit later on. I'm speaking into the future via our website at houseofwellness.com.au. Ed Phillips here. It is the House of Wellness from Channel 7's Daily Edition. Sally Obermater is by my side. Hi, Sal.
Hello. Hey, everyone. Happy Sunday.
Top to toe in wool today. You be cold?
I am very cold. I'm suddenly feeling it. I know.
Why am I in a T-shirt? I'm just so out of sync.
What's happened to us?
Standing by, pharmacist and medical herbalist Gerald Quigley joins us as well. Hello to you.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Sally. Good morning. Sally. I'm just a little cool.
Yeah. It's nice you're rugged up.
Am I having hot flashes or something?
I think so. Look, I'll talk to you later about that, Ed.
Okay? Yeah, okay. Well, if anyone has any queries, health or otherwise, love to hear from you. The lines are open, 131-873. Your extra motivation is the chance to score a $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store around the country. All our callers today are eligible for that. And we've got plenty to discuss, too. In your A to Z of vitamins, rather appropriately, we'll look at the immune system, ways to actually boost it up as we head now into the longer, colder winter months.
And we've talked, Ed and Sally, about flu vaccinations and the importance of having that.
Yes.
But that reduces the risk. So there are other things, logically, that you can put into place to back up and further that resistance, including food cell.
Yeah, I agree, absolutely. And that's the thing, you want to try and have as much immunity-boosting foods. You want to give yourself, you know, all those great things like garlic and ginger. And I made up a little sort of like a concoction that's with a little bit of like oregano oil and ginger. And it's great. So it's those little things that you can do. Look, there's no guarantees if you have these things, you're not going to kind of get knocked down. But look, every little bit helps.
Well, you know what? We've come through our first colds of the season, haven't we, Sal?
Yeah, we have.
But the solutions to boosting your immunity are rather delicious too, aren't they?
Well, that's the thing. I think it's like if you give yourself a chance to actually have all these great natural foods, there's nothing like, you know, I always say you may as well help yourself from the inside out, you know, get all that good stuff in, give your body the best fighting chance it has. And also, even if you do get the flu, at least you had those good foods, because it's probably not as bad as it would have been had you have not had those good foods.
Yeah, it's hard to know, but it feels right, doesn't it?
It's better than not, right?
Yeah. Better than doing nothing and just sitting there feeling miserable.
Absolutely. Right.
And we're also going to chat with leading nutritionist and dietitian Susie Burrell. We've got quite an iron deficiency across Australia too. She'll tell us why it's important to boost up our iron levels and some other delicious ways to get iron into our bodies too. Meat, spinach, other goodies too. You're going to dish up something nutritious and delicious as well?
I am. I'm back to my one-pot recipe, my one-pot wonders. And it's something that's really good for, it's a vegetable, but it's very healthy and it's good for inflammation and helps digestion. So I'll share that with you guys a little bit later.
And she's not telling us what it is.
Yeah, not saying anything.
Secret.
Okay. Big news from a recent British study. This is really important today. It's found that people who have blood pressure above what is kind of the ideal level, but below that, which is used to diagnose high blood pressure, those sort of people are more than a third more likely to get dementia. They've been targeting 50-year-olds, and we'll have a look at that in greater detail with Dr. Vivian Miller a little bit later and find out what this new study means for us. We'll delve into blood pressure as well, and we'll take some more of your calls, so give us a buzz. 131-873. We'll jump in into the phone lines in just a sec and get through as many of those as we can. Stay with us. We're coming back with plenty more across your Sunday morning here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Prospan, the world's number one selling natural chesty cough medicine. And clear your congestion with Vicks from Chemist Warehouse.
We'll make every step of the day feel as comfortable as walking on a gel cloud. Give your high heels or formal shoes that sneaker feel with the new Gel Active insoles from Scholl. Scholl Gel Active insoles are ultra thin. They come in four different shapes to perfectly fit even the most slender of shoes. They stay firmly in place and have built-in arch support as well. Enjoy a clear non-slip design for a discreet fit. Scholl Gel Active insoles have been designed in consultation with foot care specialists. New Gel Active insoles from Scholl make your last steps feel as good as the first. Available at Chemist Warehouse for just $23.49. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia.
thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
We are here across the course of this hour. It's Ed Phillips along with Sally Obermater, our pharmacist, Gerald Quigley, standing by for your calls, 131873. Dale, let's come to you straight away in Diamond Creek for being first cab off the rank. Good morning.
Morning.
How can we help you out, Dale?
I phoned you a while back now.
Yes.
I'll try and pricey it down.
Please.
I'm the lady who has the impinged nerves at the base.
Yes,
of the,
I remember you. Mm-hmm. The base of your spine.
And the,
yeah.
Lumbar spine. Mm-hmm. I've got osteo, and I've got growth spikes, and three bulging discs. Now I'm taking turmeric, lipoic acid, magnesium. Now, I changed my pain management specialist because his answer was to see me every 3 months, say, oh, yes, you're definitely in pain. I think we might up your opioids, and that's what I don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
The new pain management specialist said that he felt the opioids might increase the pain.
Yes.
Now, he prescribed Norflex for me, which gave me a condition of pruritus. Mm-hmm. And it is shocking, it is itchy, it is blistering everywhere,
yes.
And little blood spots coming up.
Dale, have you advised that new pain management specialist of this outbreak?
Pardon?
Have you advised the pain management?
I have, and I'm waiting a comeback from him. Well, he told me to stop them.
Good.
Stop them immediately.
Good.
It's just, I can't walk now because I feel like I'm walking on swords. I'm walking with a walking frame. TSC has just knocked me back from my very last chance of having a nerve stimulation with a battery pack. There's a woman who had an accident with work cover, and they're paying for hers. And now this is I'm sort of at like a dead end.
You feel helpless, and this is where your GP is going to have to intervene, Dale, and drive everything in combination with your new pain management specialist, and just get them to make sure that they look after you. Nobody else, just you. Good luck.
Okay, we've got to put the foot down there and make the GP really work.
Make a bit of noise.
Through. Okay.
Yeah.
Dale, we wish you the best. We'll get to more of your calls across the course of the hour, 131873. Now, it's estimated that more than 425,000 Australians are living with dementia. 3 in 10 people over the age of 85, and there's almost 1 in 10 now over 65 with dementia. It is the second leading cause of death of Australians. As we mentioned, there's been a new study that's found 50-year-olds with slightly raised blood pressure are at an increased risk of getting dementia in their later life. So to tell us more, we're joined by Dr. Vivian Miller, who's with us on the line. Hi, Doc.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Well,
how are you?
Let's precede this finding. The good thing is it's been conducted over a long time and with large numbers of people too.
Yes, and that makes it a very good study from a research point of view. I think the important thing to remember here is that it is a research study, and so the findings from a practical point of view in a general practice setting do have some limitations. For example, it's true that they found that if your blood pressure is high normal, and remember that is considered normal, but it's high normal, so we wouldn't normally treat it, there is a slightly increased risk of dementia over the following 30 years after diagnosis around age 50 of high blood pressure being high normal. And that risk is only 4.5%. So if you're going to treat a lot of patients with a borderline high blood pressure, not raised, but borderline, from a cost-effectiveness point of view, it may be worth it from the point of view of avoiding one of those people in 20 getting dementia, but it begs the question, you're treating 19 out of 20 for a condition that's not that common in that group.
Sure.
So my feeling would be it would be better to advise patients not to panic if they've got a high normal blood pressure, but to seek the opportunity to use lifestyle choices to reduce your blood pressure well into the normal range.
Yeah.
That would be my approach as a GP.
Doug, can I ask you, when you say normal and high blood pressure, what are those ranges? Tell us what they are.
Well, in the past, we used to be more concerned if your blood pressure on several readings, not just one, was over 120 millimetres of mercury, 140 millimetres of mercury over about 85 millimetres mercury, the diastolic being 85, the systolic being 140. Mm. And that will be the threshold for treating. However, there are some exceptions to that. for example, if you have kidney disease or heart disease or you've had a stroke in the past, we would be more concerned about having a high normal blood pressure. And high normal is defined as around 130 to 140 over 80 to 85 millimetres of mercury.
Vivian, it's Gerald here, and thank you for chatting to us. The issue here is we're talking about numbers, aren't we? And people panic when their numbers don't line up with what are supposed to be lining
up. That's the problem, George.
And it's suddenly we've got people rushing and saying, oh dear, I now have this about to happen and that about to happen, which is going to make their blood pressure rise, and then it all compounds.
So that's exactly the problem.
And you and I would probably both agree that often blood pressure medications are introduced very early in the piece, and they don't come without adverse effects, do they? So we've got to get balance here.
To be fair, if you have high blood pressure, for example, if your blood pressure at age 50, which is a young age, was 145, 140 consistently on 90, 95, I personally would treat that if it was a consistent reading. But I'd be looking at reasons why your blood pressure might be raised. And the first thing you'd do is institute lifestyle changes. Yeah. For example, optimise your weight, exercise regularly, and I personally think half an hour of vigorous exercise a day is too little. It's limited by our workload in society for most of us and our time at work. But exercising an hour a day is far more reasonable for health.
Yes.
A low salt diet is really important to lower our blood pressure into the normal range. And the other thing, of course, is alcohol. And our society has a massive problem with alcohol, as I keep saying. Alcohol puts your blood pressure up. And as little as three standard drinks a day will put your blood pressure up for a lot of people into the slightly abnormal range.
Sure.
And on top of that, you've got white coat high blood pressure, which is where people go to the doctor and they're worried about their blood pressure. And, of course, you take it and for mistake it's high normal or even abnormal.
Sure.
And those people we can sort of sieve out by doing 24-hour blood pressure monitoring and perhaps getting them to relax and a few other odds and ends. But really it comes down to the patients that have borderline high blood pressure. Rather than leap in with medication, even at a young age, you would always use lifestyle choices first. And really emphasise it, because the alternative could easily be blood pressure medication at a young age.
Yeah, good. Doc, let me ask you, we've covered, the details on blood pressure. So what's the link, just going back to dementia, between an increased blood pressure and dementia?
Look, it's been well known for many, many years. This actually isn't a new study in many respects. What it does prove is that for a small number of people without any other risk factors, so they don't have diabetes, they don't have heart disease, they're not prone to that, but for a very small number of people, about 4.5%, who get blood pressure at age 50, borderline blood pressure, high normal blood pressure, not necessarily needing treatment, they do have an increased risk of dementia statistically. And you've got to remember that nobody may be giving them lifestyle advice. Some of them may well go on to get high blood pressure that needs treatment. In fact, most of them probably will if you live long enough.
Sure.
And you're looking at a long lead-in of 30 years. This study was done over 30 years, 25 years. So they looked at these patients at 75 of the risk of dementia was 5% for this group. And that's why I say that, you know, this information was known about before, but this has proven that for people with no other risk factors, there's a slightly increased risk. You've got to remember that the government is very interested in cost-cutting. Firstly, because on a population basis, 1 in 20 people having high blood pressure, and very few people at age 50 would have high normal high blood pressure that needs treatment. But if you did have that, you know, you're stopping 1 in 20 of them getting dementia later on, and that's a
fascinating
problem.
Good. All right,
also, a massive problem for the person.
Thank you so much for taking us through that. Dr. Vivian Miller there. It's fascinating, the body's markers that we all need to be aware of. Some people have low blood pressure. I wonder if there's a correlation there too with other ongoing conditions that might flare up. But as we mentioned, second leading cause of death of Australians in that development of dementia. So one to flag and watch. We'll get to more of your calls. Stay with us. This is your Sunday morning edition of the House of Wellness. We're back with more in just a sec.
This is the House of Wellness for Prospan, the world's number one selling natural chesty cough medicine. And clear your congestion with Vicks from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, the stats are quite frightening. 1 in 8 men experience depression in their lifetime, and 1 in 5 will experience anxiety. Now, sadly, death by suicide was ranked the 10th leading cause of death amongst Australian men and the leading cause amongst Australian men between 15 and 44 years of age. This is something we really need to talk about a whole lot more. We need to show Aussie men that they're not alone and that they have our support. And that's why the Gotcha for Life Foundation and Chemist Warehouse are taking action to raise funds and awareness for men's mental health. Head to gotchaforlife.org or into any Chemist Warehouse and find out how you can support today. Gotcha for Life, taking action on men's mental health.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Across the country today into Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth, this is your edition of the House of Wellness, the radio version from midday on Channel 7. And check your local guides in the central and western districts of the country. We will be beaming out the House of Wellness TV version as well.
Sure Gerald will.
Back, and Zoe Marshall as well. It's her birthday today, Zoe. So, well, we'd better
happy
be nice
birthday
to her.
Happy birthday, Zoe.
Let's get some of your calls on the air now, though. 131873. Helen standing by and Bill Gola. Hello to you.
Oh, good morning, Gerald. Gerald, I've got a real puzzle about digestive enzymes.
Yes.
20 years ago, I was diagnosed after an endoscopy with a hiatus hernia, and I was prescribed omeprazole, and I have been taking that for the last 20 years.
Okay.
Now, it was fine for quite a while, but in the last few years, I've had to supplement it with Gaviscon, and I've got to the point where I'm almost frightened of eating, and I'm very careful about the food I eat. But when I was at the pharmacy, a couple of months ago, a very young pharmacist suggested to me that I try taking, before each meal, a digestive enzyme with gentian and fennel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a bit dubious, but I took it, and I cannot tell you, it's been remarkable. And I don't need to take any more Gaviscon. I haven't been able to stop the omeprazole. I'm a little reluctant to do that. But I was just wondering, how is this digestive enzyme working? Because it's extraordinary.
Helen, it's really quite simple. And this is the wonderful and safe part about herbal medicines. They balance. So the omeprazole is fine, but what it does is cut back all production of gastric acid. We need gastric acid to digest our food. So, in fact, it can create its own series of issues. The gentian and the fennel, and there's a number of others, all help gentle production. So it's all about balance. They are safe long-term, Helen, and over time, I think you can very slowly reduce the omeprazole. Don't stop them suddenly. You get a rebound acid production, but you certainly, if you want to discuss it with your doctor, but your tummy will tell you how that's going. So good luck and well done, and
good
thank
progress.
You for your call.
Yeah, you're in the draw for our $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse, by the way. We'll get to that at the end of the show. Beverly is next in Richmond in New South Wales. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Gerald. How are you?
Hi, Beverly. Well, thanks.
This is a follow-up call. I had a fracture in my arm, and when they took the plaster off, I had nerve pain.
Oh, of course. Yes, I remember.
Yes, and anyway, I couldn't sleep at all of the night.
No.
And anyway, I've taken the lipoic acid.
Yes.
It has been marvellous.
Good.
And the B12 and the vitamin C. But if I forget to take one tablet in the afternoon...
Yep, it comes back.
I am in pain all night again, you know, and my hand is still tight, and my fingers, I can still feel the nerves at the end of my fingers and that. Do I just keep taking it?
Well, the other thing, Beverly, you could perhaps have a chat to a physiotherapist or a myotherapist. Myos are good because they work with muscles, especially muscles and tendons, and a little bit outside the square. There's got to be ways we can help. Taking the lipoic acid and the B12 is not an issue, but we're really just band-aiding, aren't we? We're not really solving the underlying problem. Have a look at, you can go to myotherapy.org. There'll be local practitioners there. Go along and see what they've got to say. And you'll know after the first visit whether it's going to be worthwhile, Beverly.
Right.
So thank you very much for calling up and keeping us posted.
Good luck, Beverly. Okay, let's come to you, Vanessa, standing by in Cairns. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, Vanessa, how can we help?
I've been diagnosed with bursitis of the hip.
Okay.
And I've got pain in my gluteal muscles and pain on the side of my hip, and I'm in a lot of pain. And a few months ago, my GP put me on Palexia, 150 milligrams
yes.
a day. That didn't help.
No.
And then now Montargin, 5 okay. milligrams/2.5. That's not helping. Hmm. And I'm just in so much pain.
Yep.
And the diagnostic report said query fluid, query bursitis. So I'm just wondering what it could be and why the painkillers aren't working.
It'll be, well, the painkillers probably aren't affecting the inflammatory part of it, Vanessa. Bursitis of the hip is one of the most annoying, troublesome things to get on top of because your hip is working so hard. Every time you move, you're using a hip. So you need to pursue that more closely. Perhaps go and see a rheumatologist or a specialist to get to the bottom of it, and hopefully that will sort things out. But in the meantime, I have three suggestions, my standard three for bursitis. Mm-hmm. The first is MSM powder. M for Mary, S for Sam, M for Mary, and you take a half a teaspoonful twice a day in water. And the other is magnesium at night time to hopefully take the tension out of the muscles and things around your hip and give you some quality sleep. So they're the two things, but there's, look, pursue it. It won't go away unless you really get on top of it, and what I'm doing is addressing some of the inflammation underneath.
Alrighty, good luck with that one. Nice to have you call. 131873 is our number. We're going to chat iron deficiency with Susie Burrell, dietitian, in just a second. Also in your aid of vitamins, look at ways to boost our immune system as well.
Good.
Sal, I thought we might send you into the kitchen, and I'm going to give you one pot only for something delicious.
Yum. I tell you what, this is something delicious, and it's perfect for winter because I think, as we said before, you want to have all those really warming foods that kind of help keep your immunity going and help you kind of... Stuff that I always think is antioxidant rich is important.
Yeah.
So this is a cauliflower soup. And I know people are a bit ho-hum about cauliflower. They find it boring. But let me tell you, it's all about what you put it with.
I'm warming to the collie.
You're coming around?
Didn't rate it.
I bought one yesterday. It's at the farmer's market. It's a cruciferous vegetable.
Correct. And cruciferous vegetables are great for helping to fight cancer. They are full of antioxidants. They help with your digestion. Cauliflower is full of vitamin K and vitamin C, which is really important. So this is a really easy one. What you do is you just heat up a little bit of olive oil in your saucepan. You want to add a leek and you want to add some onion. And just let it cook through until it becomes soft and it becomes fragrant. You'll add a whole cauliflower. Just chop it up roughly into little bits. Pop it into the pot. A little bit of salt, bit of pepper if you like it, and add some chicken stock. Now, if you're a vegetarian, you want to do vegetable stock, that's fine. And if you're hearing a lot about, you know, broth and how important broth is, that's basically stock. You know, it's just a good quality stock. So add that in, turn it up, let it simmer away there for about 20 minutes, and literally that's it. Then you'll just either pop it into a blender or a food processor so that it becomes nice and smooth, and you're done. That's it. And it's a really yummy, heartwarming meal. You want add a little bit of bread to it. If you like a bit of sour cream, do that. Yeah. If you want it a little bit spicy, you can add like a harissa paste with a bit of chili or some pesto. If you kind of want to flavor it up, if you're having it two nights in a row and you're thinking, okay, I had it last night plain. What am I going to do with it tonight? Yeah. Kind of make it look a bit different and taste a bit different. There are a couple of options, but it's a delicious, it's a very affordable meal.
Yeah.
You know, cauliflower is such a cheap vegetable.
Sure.
You know, we caught up for that little sneaky coffee a few days ago in town. The cafe just near there, they get their collie and they stick it in a blender and they just give it a quick whir and it becomes a kind of cauliflower rice.
Now, that is
a bit of turmeric.
It's yummiest. Cauliflower rice is one of the most underestimated because I know people think they roll their eyes and they think, oh, come on, just give me real rice. But let me tell you, it is one of the yummiest things because you know what it is about cauliflower? It's a little bit like zucchini. It's very absorbent, so it takes whatever flavor you give it. So if you add garlic, for example, or you want to do butter or you want to do, as you said, turmeric or chili, it really absorbs that flavor. So you're really kind of getting a very flavorsome meal. It's not the bland cauliflower that your mum might have overcooked, you know, 20 years ago on the pot in water.
We all remember that.
Come on, Mum, that's awful. So.
And white sauce makes a difference, Sal, doesn't it?
Yes, well, that's
a bit of white sauce.
Well, I love white sauce. Why not?
You've got to have the sauce. And I also discovered a good hearty food last night to eat called stout.
Is that right? Oh, dear. Have that with your collie 2.0 version, but we'll discuss it in greater detail a little bit later on. We'll come to more of your calls. Susie Burrell's going to join us in a sec as well here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, if the human body were an automobile, the liver would be its radiator. And we know how important it is for it to run smoothly. Any irregularity, congestion or toxic build-up in the liver can leave you with symptoms of feeling far less than your best. And that's where Healthy Care Liver Detox comes in. It protects the liver from free radical damage by maintaining liver health, function, detoxification and digestion, ensuring everything runs smoothly. So start those engines and drive down to your nearest Chemist Warehouse, because Healthy Care Liver Detox is available for just $15.99. Always read the label and use only as directed. Vitamin supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
This is the House of Wellness for Prospan, the world's number one selling natural chesty cough medicine. And clear your congestion with Vicks from Chemist Warehouse.
Cannot believe the size of this stat, you guys. More than 1 million Australians are iron deficient or indeed even anemic. Now, the number of Aussies affected by iron deficiency and anemia has crept up over the last decade alone, with an increase of over 240,000 sufferers since 2008, up nearly a quarter of a million people. People with iron deficiency are at increased risk of chronic illness, heart failure, poor fetal development and reduced cognitive function, and also depression. So to find out how we can keep our iron levels up, we are joined by leading dietitian and nutritionist Susie Burrell. Hi, Suze.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The great thing is, I reckon there's going to be some delicious solutions to getting our iron levels up, but I guess we need to find out why we're sort of diminishing these levels so rapidly by the sounds of things in the population.
Well, exactly. You know, our women are at most risk. About 25% of Australian women have low iron, whether it's low iron stores or actually anemic. And, you know, the biggest issue I see is when people are what we call sporadic meat eaters, because you absorb the iron that you find in meat a whole lot better than you absorb it from plant-based iron. Mm-hmm. And what happens is a lot of us might have red meat, particularly the girls, once or twice a week, but it's not enough, because we really need small amounts of lean red meat 3 to 4 times each week. So what happens is you're not getting the amount you need from the red meat that's absorbed well, and that's when our stores tend to run low. And it's interesting, because when you have vegetarians and they don't have access to the heme iron, they actually absorb it more effectively and efficiently from plant sources. So they don't have the issues as commonly as you would think, even though they don't eat the meat. It tends to be the sporadic meat eaters that I have the biggest issue with. And it makes you feel so terrible and so tired. It's really difficult.
Suze, what do you think about having vitamin C when you have your iron? So whether that's like some orange juice or something like that to help to increase your iron absorption?
Absolutely. That will naturally help increase the absorption of iron, in particular in the plant sources of iron. So when you're having leafy green vegetables, when you're having any kind of legumes like baked beans, because that iron isn't absorbed as well, vitamin C-rich foods like juice or some other tomatoes, oranges, etc., will absolutely help that iron be absorbed. But when your iron is low, it won't be enough just to do that. Often we do need to supplement, because it takes such a hard work for the body to come back when the levels are low. So it's great to maintain and to help keep your levels on a daily basis. But if your levels are low, chances are you will need supplementation, because it really takes quite a lot of effort for the body to rebuild those stores once they've gone low.
Susie, it's Gerald here, and you said the word supplement and my ears have pricked up and I'm all excited. Now, the difficulty with iron supplements, Susie, as you know, is people take them, they take them in solid state form, tablets and capsules, and within 3 days they're bound up like concrete and they say, all right, that's it, I'm not taking this. There are some other options, aren't there? So there's, and probably the one I see best is the one that just dissolves in water. So you've got the iron, you've got the C, and you've got those other additional bits and pieces, the B group, that actually help the absorption and therefore reduce the risk of the adverse effects that stop people taking it. So is that a good option?
Oh, of course, and there's no one better to answer this than you, but I would agree 100%. The worst thing I see is people who have got a low level back from their doctor, and all of a sudden they go and they get this mega dose, and they have it, you know, every day, and it upsets their tummy, because their tummies are quite sensitive to high levels of iron. So the best thing that all of us can do, if we're meat eaters, is make sure we're having small amounts of lean red meat, because the iron in chicken and fish is very low. You really need the lean beef or the lamb in small amounts. You don't need a big slab of steak, unfortunately. You just need a little, you know, 70, 100 grams size piece. And particularly important for our kids because, of course, it's linked to brain development. And if you're vegetarian, you're probably okay unless you've got any of these symptoms. But it's that middle ground who might only have some steak or a burger once a week that needs to be mindful. And then really consult with your pharmacist or your doctor about the right way to supplement. Or if you're someone who knows you're not going to get enough red meat, consuming, say, a liquid iron supplement regularly, maybe a couple of times a week, will be a way to avoid your stores going low so you don't have to ever do that aggressive supplementation.
All right. Delicious treatment options there. Lamb, beef, a couple more times a week. Hey, by the way, we'll see you at midday. Suze, we've got our detox experiment going on, which continues from last Sunday on the House of Wellness TV version. Frank stepped up as a willing kind of lab rat for you, didn't he? He was eating pies and sausage rolls for breakfast.
Oh, for breakfast?
I know.
He did a great case study. And, you know, detox diets are just a different way to design a diet, what I call a kickstart, where you eat fresh, unprocessed food. And you'll be able to get that on the House of Wellness website today. So you'll be quite interested to how easy it is to clean up your diet.
Yeah, well, I hear he's been keeping a video diary and been sticking rigidly to your recommendations. So we'll see how he looks, how he feels, and what weight loss there is when he reveals it all at midday today on Channel 7. We'll see you then on the couch, Suze.
Thanks, Susie.
Fantastic. Thanks, have a great Sunday.
And thanks so much. 131-873 is our number here at the House of Wellness. We answer your calls as well. We've got Carmel standing by in Thomastown this morning in Victoria. We've got Gerald and Sally waiting for your query as well. Carmel.
Hi, Carmel.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
How can we help?
Before I ask anything for myself, my husband just standing beside me, to ask you, it gets really cold knees.
Cold knees? Well, that comes under the for richer, for poorer, for better, for worse. That you just give them a rub. rub his knees for him, Carmel, with some warming cream. Make his day.
Dear. Okay. So that's the hubby taken care of. How can we help you? There's no sympathy.
What can we do for you, Carmel?
Well, for me is... I find out that when I brush my hair, I'm losing a lot of hair lately.
Yes.
I don't sleep really well at night either. So is there anything that I can do for both, please?
Well, isn't it interesting, Carmel? We've just spoken to Susie about iron. And one of the issues that's so important for hair health is sufficient iron in your blood, in your red blood cells. So please go and get an iron supplement this week, but not the tablet or capsule. It's either in effervescent form, is probably the best one. And the mineral of choice is silica. And it comes in a liquid gel form, Carmel, that you only need one dose a day. It takes time, and you need to gently brush, use a gentle range of shampoos, and it will slow down, but just be patient.
Okay.
Be a patient, Carmel, okay? All right,
My sleeping pattern at night, is there anything?
Do you know, I think the iron's going to make a difference there as well, Carmel. And could you call us just in a couple of weeks, once your iron levels are back up, tell us how your sleep is?
Like to know. All right, let's come to Chris in Forestville. 131-873 is our number. Hi, Chris.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Hi, Chris.
Something I've been wondering about for a long time, and it sounds fairly basic, but when you take a lot of tablets in the morning,
yes.
I take Crestor, Cartia, fish tablets, and glucosamine.
Yes.
I take them all at once, but something that's I've been wondering about for a long time, should you stagger the consumption of these tablets in the morning? For instance, take the Cartia first, or take something else first?
Yes.
I was just wondering about that, or just throw it all in at the
moment. No, good Chris, question. You can. Yeah, it's a good question. You can toss it all down, because those ones you've mentioned, there's none specifically that have to be taken apart from others. For example, if you have a thyroid issue and you're on thyroid medication, then you've got to take that a couple of hours apart from everything else. But with the ones you've mentioned, no, just go for it, Chris.
It is a good question, because like we have a bit of a cocktail in the mornings. I take some of your CoQ10 that you're always telling me about, maybe a fish oil one.
Yes.
And you think, what's going on in my stomach? Is it able to kind of send it all where it needs to go?
Into the right little compartments. It's a great question.
Well, it will, but it's a good question, Chris. And usually, if there's one that is needing to be separated, your pharmacist will say...
Yeah.
And put a little sticker on the box, please take this well away from other things.
Mm. Great questions. All right, we'll focus on boosting our immune system next. The A to Z of vitamins coming up here after this quick break on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Prospan, the world's number one selling natural chesty cough medicine. and clear your congestion with Vicks from Chemist Warehouse.
It's been great having your company across the course of the last hour. A little bit to go here on the House of Wellness. We beam right across Australia into Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth every Sunday morning. You can listen to us online as well. Follow up with some of the recipes, some of Sal's delicious suggestions, the One Pot Wonders, and reach Gerald as well via the Ask tab at houseofwellness.com.au. Time now for the A to Z of vitamins. We're looking at boosting our immune system as cooler temperatures sweeping across the country. Snow fields getting big dumpings of snow. It really means winter is here with a bang, GQ.
And it's something that is inevitable, Ed. And often we just say, oh, look, I've had my flu vaccination. I will be okay. But there are so many things we can do to keep this loose phrase we call immune system, our ability to withstand an infection, usually a viral infection, so that everything within our system is mobilised to combat it. Herbs of mine, olive leaf extract, been around for yonks, amazing in helping everything because the seat of immune functions in our gut, and olive leaf extract has an action there.
Yeah.
Garlic, amazing. We can talk recipes of garlic and we should be throwing it into everything as well.
But people worry about the odour of garlic. There are some options.
Oh, yes, there's an aged garlic extract as well. Yeah, there is. But garlic, when you can get low odour when you're combining that in immune-supporting formulations. Echinacea, our old favourite, Echinacea purpurea, has just been lots of clinical evidence to show behind that. Zinc as a mineral is antiviral. And there is another interesting herb that's been around for years, but now a bit of research behind it. Good name, Ed, you'll like this, Powdarco.
Powdarco.
Yeah, it's got even a mysterious name. But what it does is boost. Now, all of those things working together raise our immune defences. Mm-hmm. Sal, how can we use garlic nicely?
Oh, I tell you, there are so many different ways to use garlic. I'll tell you in a sec. The other ones that I think you should also look out for are ginger.
Yep.
You mentioned zinc. So a salmon is a great one. It's full of zinc, which is a great immunity fighter. And then if you're talking about veggies, definitely spinach and any kind of citrus, you know, oranges, lemons, tomatoes, all important. Make a little pot of ginger tea. That's a great one to kind of have on standby. And good old favourite, the reason your mum made chicken noodle soup in winter is because
chicken soup?
Yeah. It is absolutely a massive immunity fighter. It's so good for you. So that's important with your garlic. And that's the thing, I think, if you're worried about bad breath and you're using it as you cook, parsley is a great killer of garlic breath.
Together,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can chop up a little bit of garlic, make up a little kind of a small little, I think tabbouleh is often a great one. If you're looking for a shortcut, buy a little tub of tabbouleh. Mm. Keep it on standby. If you've had a lot of garlic in your food, just have a couple of mouthfuls of tabbouleh and let me tell you that garlic taste. And
but that's full of onion, isn't it?
I can't solve everything. But they're great immunity fighting foods.
All right. Gerald, we need a winner of the Chemist Warehouse $100 voucher from you, if we may.
Yes, the winner today is Carmel, who is busy massaging her husband's knees as we speak. Carmel from Thomastown, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse, and I'm sure your relationship is just prospering.
Yeah, I think it's the first time we've ever prescribed a blanket as a solution, but there we go. We're nearly done for today. The TV version will roll out at midday today on Channel 7 of the House of Wellness. Gerald will be back joining us. Susie Burrell, as we mentioned, with a fabulous detox option for our lab rat, Frank, who has been diligently sticking to it for the last 7 days.
Can't
we'll see
wait to see what happens with him.
Yeah. Really keen to find out more about the truth behind detox sort of regime for 5-7 days. And we'll put one of those up online as well if you'd like to follow that. And five-time Winter Olympian Jackie Cooper is going to be our guest too. She went through an amazing personal IVF story, didn't she?
Amazing. She's a great girl. It'll be wonderful to have a chat with her.
Wrote a book about it too, in her inimitable style as a fierce competitor. She sort of tackled IVF the same way too. So she'll be joining us as well. And also something we really need to discuss, the dangers of our children's digital identity. Now we always put them on Facebook and Instagram and so on, and what it means for them in the future.
This is an interesting one. It's a tricky one too, because when they're quite young, they don't understand what the consequences are, and they don't, you know, and are we setting them up for something that we're maybe not aware of?
Sure.
Trouble really is tough. Yours are so cute. We just like seeing all the pictures. We'll see you guys next weekend. Thanks for being with us on the House of Wellness. TV version from midday on Channel 7. We'll see you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.